This is the reading for December 19th. Zechariah chapter 6. I looked up again and saw four chariots going out between two mountains, mountains of bronze. Red horses pulled the first chariot. Black horses pulled the second chariot. White horses pulled the third chariot, and strong spotted horses pulled the fourth chariot. I asked the angel who was talking with me, "What are these, sir?" He said, "These are the four spirits of heaven. They have just come from the presence of the Lord of the whole world. The chariot pulled by the black horses will go to the land of the north. The white horses will go to the land of the west, and the spotted horses will go to the land of the south." When the powerful horses went out, they were eager to go through all the earth. So he said, "Go through all the earth," and they did. Then he called to me, "Look, the horses that went north have caused my spirit to rest in the land of the north." The Lord spoke his word to me, saying, "Take silver and gold from Heldai, Tobijah, and Jediah, who were captives in Babylon. Go that same day to the house of Josiah, son of Zephaniah, who came from Babylon. Make the silver and gold into a crown and put it on the head of Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Tell him, 'This is what the Lord All-Powerful says. A man whose name is the Branch will branch out from where he is, and he will build the temple of the Lord. One man will build the temple of the Lord, and the other will receive honor. One man will sit on his throne and rule, and the other will be a priest on his throne. And these two men will work together in peace. The crown will be kept in the temple of the Lord to remind Heldai, Tobijah, Jediah, and Josiah, son of Zephaniah. People living far away will come and build the temple of the Lord. Then you will know the Lord All-Powerful has sent me to you. This will happen if you completely obey the Lord your God."
Chapter 10.
I saw another powerful angel come down from heaven. He was dressed in a cloud, and there was a rainbow over his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet were like columns of fire. He held a small open scroll in his hand. He set his right foot on the sea and his left on the land. Then he shouted in a loud voice as a lion roars. When he shouted, the seven thunders spoke with voices of their own. When the seven thunders spoke, I was going to write it down. I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have said, and don't write it down." The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven. He swore an oath by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and everything in it, the earth and everything in it, and the sea and everything in it. He said, "There will be no more delay. In the days when the seventh angel is ready to blow his trumpet, the mystery of God will be completed, as he has made this good news known to his servants, the prophets." The voice which I had heard from heaven spoke to me again. It said, "Take the open scroll from the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." I went to the angel and asked him to give me the small scroll. He said to me, "Take it and eat it. It will be bitter in your stomach, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth." I took the small scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. It was as sweet as honey in my mouth, but when I had eaten it, it was bitter in my stomach. The seven thunders told me, "Again, you must speak what God has revealed in front of many people, nations, languages, and kings."